Yeah, I was on the Chilliwack net last night also, FM and Sideline.
Oh, there we go. 147-100 at 7 o'clock. Duly noted. I think the net control said he would put me on the roll call, so they might be calling me on the next go-around. I don't hit that repeater from here. I do hit one of the Chilliwack repeaters. There's three of them, by the way, on the two-meter band. I hit the one that's open, no tone needed.
Yeah, I was going in on one with a tone. I don't remember the frequency off the top of my head, but remember I had to set up a tone.
Yeah, 145.110. Call sign is...
PM.
Victor Alpha 7 Romeo Sierra Hotel, and it's an open repeater, just like 694 here. You don't have to bother with a tone. Hits me at about an S6 or 7, which is not too bad for Chilliwack, but the other two Chilliwack repeaters, 696 and 7100, I don't seem to be able to do it. And that's the truth.
Yeah, I think I was going on 145-100 last night. I'm pretty sure. It's full scale to me. 146... was it 14? Yeah, 14696. It's almost full scale.
Oh, really? That's interesting. You're on a different angle. I got all of Burnaby Mountain in between myself and the Central and Upper Fraser Valley. You're further south, so that's a different angle. The one on 145-110, which, by the way, is the lowest repeater pair on the two-meter band, that's the one I key up. I've talked on it many a time, and it's a good S6, S7, half scale here, so that one I know I get into. Oh, there's a repeater in Hope, too, on 14708. Don't know if you can key that one up from your location.
I think I can. I'll find out. It doesn't have a tone, does it?
Yeah, it's the same tone as the Abbotsford repeater. 110.9, 14708. And the call sign is VE7 Romeo Victor Bravo. I believe it is linked to the Abbotsford repeater on 661. So when you're on one, you're on the other.
Yeah, I can trigger 147.080, but not enough signal to have a conversation.
Yeah, it's a good test for antennas, whatever, being as far away as it is in Hope. It's a fair distance from me, Burnaby. You being further south on a different angle, yeah, you can possibly hit it, but there you go. Good test for the conditions and for antennas, propagation, and all that sort of thing.
There we go. It's in the memory.
Oh, yeah.
I can trigger St. Paul's new emergency room.
Ooh.
What's the shouting going on there? It's at the 7 years from here, Mike.
Must identify.
Yep. It's a cacophonous cavalcade of conversation.
Don't speak with your mouth full.
Damn delicious. Made a beautiful rigatoni lasagna.
Ooh, tasty morsels.
Is it one of those ones you take out of the freezer and throw it in the microwave there, Merlin? The 7WF.
Yeah,
no.
I'm going with the Bark on that one.
Uniform through the mic.
This is homemade stuff.
Oh, good man.
We have community gardens in our complex here. So I stole some fresh basil to kind of liven it up.
And Uniform Judah, Mike is in there. We got a nickname for you now. I think we're going to start calling you Backo.
It came from a can. All those that believe put their hand up if they believe it was from a can. Yeah, sorry. You outnumbered. It's from a can.
Chef.
You were walked out. We have no clue what you're talking about, John.
Oh, see, I was on a portable in the park. I'm going in the house so those people don't walk on me.
No, but finish what you said, because I think you wanted an answer to something.
We all want answers, Ocean Rain. We all want answers. Victor, up to 7, Uniform, Julie, Mike, Blessed, FI. Hi, Cam. How you doing? Victor Alpha 7. X-ray. Mike?
Lost in the ozone?
Oh, no, we lost one. All this talk of food, he's probably going to get num-num. So, Ocean, are you running the net tonight? Are we having the, what day of the week is it? I don't know anymore because I'm done the training. I'm, like, totally retired. Every day is going to be Groundhog Day again.
Good, you replaced me. I'm tired of people missing for chaos, people missing for this net, people missing for something else. You, by all means, please do.
Toonie Tuesday net.
I'm glad you're back there, Johnny. I need a hole dug in my backyard for the tower.
Oh, I can do that. Yes, yes. It's good to be back. Fresh air. Not the smoke and noggin. Well, saying that, I do see some of his balls come down again. Toonie Tuesdays. I like that rock.
The chicken is too small at KFC.
That was a KFC thing. Toonie Tuesday, Burger King's got Whopper Wednesday. Who is it that's got Taco Thursday? Taco Bell?
Crock of crap. It costs you $5.49 for Toonie Tuesday. It's such a bullshit.
Well, it used to be a toonie. That's it. $2. Then they went to $2.50 on Toonie Tuesday.
Now it's 3 toonies.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't even know why they call that. It's false advertising.
Yeah, that's overinflated. Ridiculous.
And the chicken's so different to their normal ones. It's like the size of a pigeon.
Oh, bantams. Baby chickens.
Okay. Any day where this passed, I'm starting to feel like Garfield.
I want to put a P-25 repeater on RPG. How do we do that?
Well, you've got to start with a 38 first and then move your way up to it, and eventually you'll get to a 44 Magnum.
I thought there already was one.
Talk about P25
Motorola Digital.
There's enough stuff on linked into RPT that it doesn't need anymore.
Oh, that net on 224.480. Oh, you're doing another one?
No. It's a digital mode, and I was wondering what would be involved with getting a P25 repeater and slapping it on the RPT nice and high there. Like, what does that entail? I don't even know. You're going to have to ask Chad to see.
Talk to VE7IOX. He probably has one.
India Oscar X.
Yeah, he's Mr. Digital. Dave, there was a two or three of them on the air. NX with DN and P25, but I think people have lost interest in those modes, to be perfectly honest.
That's just Motorola junk. It's over with.
Oh my God, you guys sound like such old-timers.
Damn right. We know to identify every 30 minutes, not every time.
Old geezers.
Talking about crystals and blah, blah, blah. Just another mode to play and explore and talk around the world when you link to a node and all that kind of stuff. It's fun.
Well, go get a repeater and play with your nodes, okay? I don't care what you do with your nodes, all right?
Said nodes, not nerds.
Well, whatever, just shave them.
How many different repeaters do you need to talk to the same 8 people?
At least one decent, well-elevated one for sure.
He wants to identify 8 times.
I want to identify 8 times. On a digital mode. Victor Echo 7, Uniform Juliet Mike, must identify.
Yes, we don't need any more repeaters, really. Put your efforts somewhere else. There must be something that we need around here that we don't have, D7WF.
Well, I know something, and I'm willing to start it on a weekday. Let's try the 446.000 sideband net. There we go.
446.000. That's the national simplex frequency for FM analog.
Well, let's start a sideband group there. We can have a leak crew there. What do you think of that, Rick?
There's already a couple of gatherings on that band. The call frequency for single sideband is 432.1.
Well, I don't care. I think it's a great place to venture off to.
Rox, I think that guy was right the other day. I think you should write a book. I totally buy it.
Oh, you heard that conversation with Charlie Mike Zulu. We were talking on this frequency for almost 2 hours.
Correctamundo, yes. I'm frequently on the frequency. I don't always have to talk, you know.
Amateur radio history. What was there then and what's here now? Amateur radio supply stores. They were all over the place back in the day. Randall Parrott, Comwest, Dollard's. Now there's one called ASAP in Langley. They deal with Anytones and Bofangs. Thing down by the George Massey Tunnel there at Ironwood Plaza in South Richmond.